Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. On January 17th, Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+, and we can't wait for you guys to see it.
And before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recap podcasts.
Yep. Each weekday beginning January 7th, we'll be dropping an episode featuring exclusive behind-the-scenes tidbits and brilliant insights from our cast and crew and us.
Patricia Arquette, Britt Lauer, Zach Cherry, John Turturro, the list goes on.
All your favorite Lumen employees, their friends, families, enemies, in your feed every single weekday.
And here's the best part. After that, we're going to keep going. Tune in weekly as we recap every episode of season 2. The podcast drops on the same day the episode comes out.
It's the Severance Podcast with Ben and Adam.
On Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Good morning, everybody, and welcome to another edition of Community Matters here on 103.7 WEEI. I'm your host, Scott Cordishi. Glad you could join us. Community Matters is the show that comes your way each and every Saturday morning and keeps you in touch and up to date with many of the great things happening in and around our communities here in the state of Rhode Island, in eastern Connecticut, and in southeastern Massachusetts. And this morning, joining us on the show, it gives us great pleasure to welcome the Director of Veterans Services here in the state of Rhode Island. Kasim Yarn is our guest. Kasim, good morning. How are you?
Good morning, sir. Thanks for having me on board.
Well, Kasim, thanks so much for joining us. The reason we are having you on this morning is because next weekend, January 16th and 17th, you've got a big event going on at the Rhode Island Veterans Home on Medicom Ave in Bristol. Why don't you tell our listeners a little bit about it?
Oh, absolutely. So again, thanks for having me. So on January the 16th and 17th, a two-day event from 10 a.m. to 1 p.m., we're hosting a job fair to hire, recruit, and retain our newest installment of our nursing staff as well as our dietary team, because we have 7 kitchens at the Veterans Home, and they need the quality staff in order to serve America's heroes. So taking a partnership with our Department of Labor Training, DOT, and supporting our administration with our HR, Human Resources Department, and in close partnership with Council 94, our union that represent the Veterans Home, working together as one team, as the governor has always instructed us to do, to provide a pathway that will connect those in the nursing industry that are looking to pursue a career in the those that are currently in school, and those that may be wanting to change of pace. You know, we have offer a 5-star facility, and we need quality staff members to be joining the team. So this is part of my marketing strategy to inquire to recruit and train quality applicants to join our team at the Veterans Home to serve America's heroes.
And correct me if I'm wrong, you are looking to hire licensed practical nurses, LPNs, certified nursing assistants, CNAs, and culinary professionals as well to care for our veterans. Is that correct?
Absolutely. We have over 30 vacancies, and those are the skill sets that we're looking for. Based on the market, we know that these are the skills that matter to better serve this form of our constituency. And look no better place. I can't think of a better place in Bristol, the home of the 4th of July celebration, the oldest in our country. What better patriotic way can you express, support of our country by serving America's hero, those that served us?
In a beautiful place to work, a resort-like facility. And I know, these are state jobs, right? So people that apply for these jobs that eventually get hired in these positions will receive, among other things, state benefits, very competitive pay. And as I mentioned earlier, working at a beautiful resort-like facility at the Veterans Home.
Absolutely. And we took a look at the market, to be competitive with our neighboring partners. Yes, we love all of our cities and towns, especially the other states, Connecticut and Massachusetts, but we know we're competing with the same because they're faced with the same issues, similar issues that are impacting their nursing industry as well. So our salaries had to be competitive with our neighboring states, but also too, taking a look at in terms of the private sector, we also need to be competitive in private with our private sector partners as well. And so these based on working in close coordination with Council 94 and our HR departments, we're able to deliver those as bonuses for our folks. And I say in terms of bonuses, meaning this work for state government, yes, but also too, knowing that our salaries and wages are competitive with private sector market as well as our neighboring states.
So I looked on your website. Is it okay if I give out those salary ranges that I saw listed on the website? I think for LPNs, it's listed anywhere between 58 and 102,000, depending upon your qualifications. For CNAs, anywhere on the low end between 43 and 47,000. And for culinary professionals, somewhere in the $43,000 to $50,000 range. Is that accurate?
Oh, absolutely. And please do so. And specifically around the LPN career field. On our team, recently negotiated a contract with Council 94, it puts us in the game. And so if you sign on with our team, starting at that day, for the next consecutive 4 years, you automatically get a pay increase. We're talking about life-changing dollars, working in state government, serving America's heroes. You know, we participated in a job fair up at Lincoln Tech. And talking directly with those students that are getting ready to graduate to get their degrees in the LPN field. And they were so enamored by the facility, but also, too, the competitive wages that we offer here in the state, too. And it's a game changer for us. And so this is why we wanted to celebrate that and provide that marketing out to all that want to come to the view and be a worker at this facility, specifically around the nursing and the dietary industries.
We are talking to Kasim Yarn, the Director of Veteran Services here in the state of Rhode Island on Community Matters here on 103.7 WEEI. Kasim, you alluded to the fact that there is a shortage of people in these professions, whether it's nurses or culinary professionals. Why is that?
Well, I think that COVID-19, you know, has illustrated the need for our nursing industry. You know, in New England, we are an aging population. 80% of my veteran population in the state of Rhode Island is over the age of 55. And so they're in the process of transitioning. So what are their next steps along their life journey? Do they want to age in place? Are nursing facilities or assisted living facilities an option? And if you're a veteran that served honorably, you have our prestigious veteran home as an option. Well, if you look across the spectrum, a lot of our nursing industry have been decimated by the lack of staff in that regard as well. And so we're looking at unique strategies in competition with the private sector market as well. So we're all competing for the same quality of talent of folks. And so this is why, in partnership with the Department of Labor Training, to have taken a sit down and walk them through a process as though this was private sector business. The ability to, do we have the capability and capacity to offer conditional acceptance letters upon completion of your interview process? And that's a game changer, because they have that capability, they do that in private sector. And so working through with the team, remove some of those, you know, HR protocols that would enable us, that would help facilitate that discussion. And again, partnership with Council 94, we're able to honor those commitments on the 16th and the 17th.
I'm curious, have you ever done anything like this before, or is this a first-time venture? And if you've done something like this before, I'm wondering how successful it has been in the past.
Right. So in putting my military hat on prior to this, you know, we were being part of, you know, the America's Navy. We would do these type of hiring campaigns on a global scale in that regard too, as well. And as you know, our military, they're also competing with, you know, similar concerns, but also too, getting folks to join the services on a volunteer basis in that capacity. But taking some of the lessons learned from that, taking the lessons learned from our former governor, how she talked about how state government need to move at the speed of private sector business. And our governor and his small business work, it talks to something. I think we're on something great here, that to treat this as though it was private sector, and we'll see where it goes. But knowing that it's community focused, the facility sells itself. It sells itself because of the people that work there, because of the care for. Those that would define us. But you also got to be mindful too of the various barriers that are out there that have stricken the nursing industry in terms of providing a career pathway, being competitive in the wage and salary market, also offering alternate shifts based on the demographics associated with the nursing industry. And we have to be sympathetic to this market, while also too simultaneously trying to work with those that are currently on our rosters or part of our staff that may need to go back to school to get some higher education to access them and to help them continue to pursue their careers as well. And so we're working with Council 94 to offer those similar opportunities for our existing staff to address this, you know, multi-pronged approach strategy. We're addressing the recruiting component while simultaneously maintaining, trying to add to the retention component of this as well.
You mentioned your service in the Navy, and I want to thank you for your service to our country. Correct me if I'm wrong. You've been in the position that you're in now for about 8 years, but prior to that, spent 20 years serving this great country of ours.
Absolutely. And, you know, every day I get to serve those that serve. And there is no greater blessing to be called upon. And I serve at the will of, you know, these are my brothers and sisters, some of which I've served with, that past, present, and future. And so, and also too, when I talk about the veteran experience, I also talk about it through the lens of supporting our military families. They are the next of who we do. And if I'm on deployment and I can't focus on my task downrange of the mission, if I'm worried about my family members back here and back at home safely. And that also talks to the point of our job is also too, to be there for the military family members, to be the heroes of America's heroes as well.
And correct me if I'm wrong, it was 30 years ago while stationed here in Newport at the Naval Station that you met your wife, and you now have two beautiful kids, and you're big Red Sox fans. Is that right?
Absolutely. And Scott, so I've followed you from afar, a long time, first time, I guess. So we should have started that saying by first time, long time. You have been a listener over years, too, and you've committed to the work, but also, too, you're doing a great service to the community. You know, and I, one of the lessons learned I've learned coming out of COVID-19 is that we need to do a better job at thanking each other, being supportive of each other, and to create that family experience. And those that the staff members that work at the veterans home, they epitomize those words because we, like they said today, to use their words, not mine, we're a family.
I couldn't agree with you more. You know, we unfortunately, and maybe part of it's due to social media, live in such divisive times, but you said it so well, right? We all want the same thing. We all want, you know, great things for everyone. We want great things for this country and each other. And I wish we could all come together like you talk about, because that's really, really when we're at our best.
Well, we're having a discussion. That's the first step. We're having the discussion, getting the right people in the room, and we'll see where this goes.
Yep. So again, let's bring this full circle. Again, coming up next weekend, January 16th and 17th at the Rhode Island Veterans Home, 480 Medicom Ave in Bristol, you will be holding a job fair. And I don't want to say you're in dire need, but I guess you could say you're in dire need of LPNs, CNAs, and culinary professionals. So your best advice to people out there listening to the show, Kasim, that might qualify for one of those three positions, what do you want them to do?
My job is to take care of every veteran and military family that calls Rhode Island. And there are no borders when it comes to serving America's heroes in this space. But when you talk about making a difference, making an impact, delivering a collective impact for those that serve our blessed nation, look no better place than Rhode Island Veterans Home. We are a total team effort. We are a family. And yes, we'll have some disagreements, but that's what families do. But at the end of the day, we serve each other. And there is no greater blessing. And yes, we understand that, you know, private sector, they have some various benefits to that. But how about benefits that we offer you to in serving others? And the benefit that we know that our salary and wages are competitive with our neighboring states, are competitive with private sector market. And at the end of the day, you get to work at a 5-star Ritz-Carlton-esque type of facility. And what better place than Bristol, Rhode Island, the home of the oldest, longest running 4th of July celebration across our blessed country. And look no place than the Veterans Home. Please join us. Come join the team. Love to have you. Plenty of room at the end.
And my apologies, I keep saying next weekend. It's next Thursday and Friday, correct? The 16th and 17th?
Thursday and Friday, 16th and 17th, exactly, from 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. And we chose those dates and times based on market analysis provided by Department of Labor and Training.
Well, perfect. Qasem, again, thank you for your service to our country. More importantly, for all that you do for our veterans in this great state of ours. And good luck with that job fair next week. I certainly hope it results in everything that you're looking for in terms of a new and improved and much larger staff at our veterans home in Bristol.
Thank you, sir. And once we do, we'll share the successes. Please invite me back. And I'll share you the success stories.
We'd love to have you back. Qasem Yarn, the Director of Veterans Services for the state of Rhode Island, our guest here on Community Matters once again, this coming Thursday and Friday, January 16th and 17th from 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. They will be holding a job fair for licensed practical nurses, certified nursing assistants, and culinary professionals at 480 Medicom Ave in Bristol at the Rhode Island Veterans Home. Check it out. Because it really would be a tremendously rewarding place to work. That'll do it for us. My thanks to Qasem. My thanks to my producer, Laura Minicucci. And most of all, thanks to all of you for tuning in. My name is Scott Credici. Have a great weekend, everybody.
Be sure to join us again next week for another edition of Community Matters with your host, Scott Credici. If your group or organization would like to be part of the show, email us at communitymatters@weei.com.